President Donald Trump has proposed a new tax system that overhauls much of the current one. That includes eliminating the estate tax and cutting corporate tax rates. Vice President Mike Pence came to Phoenix yesterday to talk about that with local leaders. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reported on that trip. So, Casey, what was the vice president's itinerary while he was in the Valley?
Vice President Pence got in yesterday around 2:30 to Phoenix Sky Harbor, and there he met with local leaders like Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, as well as Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery. He shook their hands, spoke briefly with them, as well as some other people who were there near the Air Force Two landing, and then he took off to a restaurant called Ajo Al's. About half a dozen families and local business owners were there, and here he is explaining the tax plan to them.
Our plan is based on four simple principles: reducing taxes for working families, simplifying the tax code, cutting taxes for businesses large and small, and making it possible for American companies to bring profits home to America to create jobs and opportunities here.
But before he did start talking about their ideas about what the tax code would look like for them, he did acknowledge and gave condolences to the victims from Puerto Rico and Las Vegas.
So, Casey, the families were brought there to speak with Pence and the governor. What was the common refrain you heard them talking about?
Right. So Pence was at the restaurant for a few hours. He went from booth to booth and sat down and talked with the families. Some brought their kids and talked about how they had hoped or how they hoped to pass their business onto their children. And then right there was a good time for them to mention the death tax or the estate tax, which some conservatives have been adamant about cutting. One man there was an insurance agent with several locations here. He spoke about how lower corporate taxes would help him invest more in his business. And Governor Ducey said Arizona could be a good poster child for tax reform, though said just statewide changes aren't really enough.
In Arizona, we have taken the lead in building a more robust economy for middle-class families and small businesses by cutting taxes and eliminating regulations. But at the end of the day, the most meaningful changes must come from Washington, D.C.
And again, the president's tax reform also proposes cutting the top individual income tax rate down and creates a new tax rate for businesses that are currently taxed at the individual rate.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Mark.